Yes, so it's Stephen Ridd here from Katoomba. I've contacted Museums of History New South Wales and had a reply from one Dr. Aaron M. D'Souza, who's the manager of research at the Museums of History New South Wales. And he has come back to me from me contacting the Museums of History assistant curator Wes Stowe about my find of convict bricks from, I believe, Cadman's Cottage, the oldest building in Sydney. And I'm just trying to make contact with his reference, which is to contact Placemaking New South Wales, of which he says, so given that your brick comes from Cadman's Cottage, I recommend you contact Placemaking New South Wales. They manage the rocks precinct, including the cottage, and would likely have some interest because he has previously stated that unfortunately we are not able to accept this brick as a donation, as we can only collect things with a provenance to one of our historic properties. Well, one would have thought Cadman's Cottage would be part of that, but I don't know why they're selective. So anyway, if one goes to the website, Placemaking New South Wales, which is a bit obscure, but it's part of the Department of Planning of the Government of New South Wales, and there's a web page, Placemaking New South Wales. We create and care for places that people love. Okay, all right. So scrolling down, I get to the rocks. Placemaking New South Wales owns and manages Sydney's oldest historic harbourside precinct and the birthplace of modern Sydney, the Rocks. I actually met Jake Mundy once, part of the Greens Ben, who sadly has passed away. So, the Rocks, here we go. We scroll down therocks.com. Contact us at the bottom. There it is. Right, telephone 02 9240 8500. Right. Nine two four zero eight five double zero. It's the 31st of March, Tuesday, 9:30 in the morning. Office hours 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday, so I'm within that. Placemaking New South Wales, level 3, 66 Harrington Street, The Rocks. That's a good spot. Okay.